This is Bigger Pockets Daily, the no excuses everyday audio version of the world's number one real estate blog. I'm Tyler, and each day I read you short, digestible articles from biggerpockets.com. You can scroll through the catalog and see which titles catch your eye, or just make this a part of your daily ritual.
This show is sponsored by Airbnb. Did you know that a long time ago, before I ever started my real estate business, I turned one of my first primary residences into an Airbnb? And that's the extra income that I needed from Airbnb that gave me the confidence to go out and work for myself and eventually quit my 9-to-5 job. And now I have dozens of Airbnbs all over the country. I've even partnered up with the old David Green on a recent property in Scottsdale to take our portfolio to the next level. And of course, we host it on Airbnb. But you don't need to be a full-time real estate investor to start on Airbnb. As a matter of fact, I was self-managing 10 properties while working my 9-to-5 job, so I know anybody can do it. Think about it this way. You're looking for extra income and going on a vacation. Wouldn't it be great to rent out your space and let your property pay for itself while you're gone? I did this one time. I pitched my wife and my roommate, because we were house hacking, on the idea of renting out our home, and it paid for all of our expenses on a trip to Mexico City. So go and give it a try. It might just change your life, just like it did mine. And I really do mean that. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you can make sure your ride stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED lights, exhaust kits, turbochargers, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Meet Rent App, the seamless, secure, free way to collect rent. Built by a team of fintech veterans behind Square and Cash App, Rent App uses ACH bank transfers to deposit funds directly into your account. You don't even need to download anything. Rent App setup is straightforward for renters, and there are no apps for landlords to download. Both get peace of mind with a digital transaction history. That means no more lost checks, managing a dozen different payment apps, or even wondering whether payment was sent. Landlords say Rent App is the most convenient way to collect rent, and we think you'll agree. Rent App, the free and easy way to collect rent. Learn more at rent.app/landlord. That's rent.app/landlord.
You're trying to close on your next rental, so why is your insurance company dragging its feet? With long lead times and never-ending paper forms, it's no wonder it takes forever to finally get a policy. Modern investors deserve better. They deserve Steadily.com. At Steadily.com, you'll get fast, affordable landlord insurance available online 24/7 in just a few clicks. You can even get next-day coverage, which takes just minutes, by the way, to obtain. And you can do it all from your phone. Steadily was founded by landlords who created insurance products tailored to the unique needs of this industry. It's their sole focus, and that's why landlords nationwide consistently rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars. So whether you've got a single family, short-term, or multifamily portfolio, Steadily.com can secure the best coverage at the best price to protect your properties. Discover how Steadily can save you both time and money on your rental property insurance. Visit Steadily.com for a commitment-free quote tailored to your needs today.
Retail investing is making its return. What it means for CRE in 2024 by Mariah Costa. Despite recent challenges in the commercial real estate space, one area has become surprisingly popular among institutional investors. Retail. As demand for office space has declined, retail seems to have picked up for some reason, despite a tumultuous 2023. According to the Wall Street Journal, private investors snagged $1 billion more in retail assets than they sold in the third quarter of last year. Predictions for retail over the coming year are strong, with many expecting retail to be a bright spot in an otherwise lackluster CRE space. No kidding. So, why has retail remained resilient? Well, retail was a declining sector for many years, as enclosed malls shut down and many feared the rise of e-commerce would put an end to traditional shopping sprees. But retail has sprung back in the last few years since the pandemic, despite being able to shop from the comfort of our couches, it seems shoppers actually still like to go to stores in person. Go figure. Even Bed Bath & Beyond and Rite Aid collapses were not enough to bring down retail. If anything, it kind of helped free up prime real estate for retail companies. Landlords had no problem filling the up-the-vacant stores, they told the Wall Street Journal. Part of the reason the retail space is strong right now is due to consumer resilience. Despite declining activity during all the COVID-19 shutdowns and fears of a recession, consumer spending has been steady. Retail sales have surpassed pre-pandemic levels. Luxury retail has also risen in the U.S., according to a report from PwC. Tenant demand for luxury brands skyrocketed in the last 18 months. Many brands are looking to expand further into the U.S., brokers told the research and auditing firm, as Europe and the Middle East are saturated and the Chinese economy is declining. Another factor that has helped strengthen the retail space is the change in suburban migration. As hybrid and remote work have become the norm, more people are moving from urban areas to the suburbs. This, in turn, has driven demand for outdoor shopping centers, like community areas, strip malls, and grocery-anchored shopping centers. According to CoStar Group, these grocery-anchored centers account for 25% of retail inventory in the U.S. and have just a 6% vacancy rate. That is the lowest level in 20 years. Will retail grow in 2024? Let's take a look. Analysts expect the retail real estate space to stay strong through 2024, especially for outdoor retail centers. High construction costs have meant less new development, which is likely to increase prices as demand surges. This has also contributed to the low vacancy rate for retail over the last few years. Real estate firm CBRE expects the retail availability rate to end the year at 4.6%. And while it expects rent prices to dip below 2% in the first three quarters, prices will likely rise above 2% by the end of the year, the firm said. With the Fed expected to cut rates as much as 5 times this year, this will likely ease the cost of borrowing, making retail and other real estate a little bit more appealing to investors. Private equity firms are taking note, reports the Wall Street Journal. Many have been buying up retail properties since 2020. Especially open-air centers. You can buy open-air retail today with an immediate return on your purchase price in excess of your cost of debt, Temerity Strategic Partner CEO Bruce Cohen told the Wall Street Journal. Real estate investment trusts, or REITs, are also taking note of the strength of the retail sector as M&A activity picked up last year. Kimco Realty closed its acquisition of open-air shopping center owner RPT Realty on January 2nd, while retail owner Regency Centers acquired Urstad Biddle Properties in August 2023. The bottom line. While commercial real estate is still in trouble, there at least appears to be opportunities for real estate investors in retail. Demand for retail space is expected to continue through 2024, although consumer spending could falter if higher interest rates continue. But still, even with an economic correction, a decline in construction activity over the past few years means there's strong demand for retail space. And with more people moving to areas with more space, suburban shopping centers are likely to remain in demand. Alrighty. Thanks for making this show a part of your midweek routine, by the way. Care to go further? Accelerate your real estate mastery with our series of webinars. These incredibly popular sessions rotate each week, so you can pick the ones that cater to your investment goals best. And now they're completely free. Reserve a session today and start learning from industry experts. Visit biggerpockets.com/webinar. And I'll see you back here tomorrow.